with this Dallas offensive line, you know, what are the challenges that they pose? I mean, they've played well together, and you guys got to try and crack that.
I feel like we just got, as a unit, we all got to do our jobs. You know, we got to be solid when it comes to the run game. And when we get our chances to, you know, pass rush, we got to make them count and affect Tony Romo. So I think we got a nice game plan coming up for them.
You know, with DeMarco gone, they now have two running backs. Do you prepare differently, or is it, do you see the same scheme that they run and try and give it
scheme,
to one of
those? The scheme didn't change just because a running back left. But I feel like when Murray gone is definitely – not as hard to get the running backs down because he was a big guy. It was tough to bring him down. But the running backs they got now is pretty decent and pretty fast. So we got to do a good job of, you know, gang tackling and getting everybody down.
They talk about that line so much going back to last year, how good it is. Does that, you know, bother you? Does that inspire you? You know, how does that feel?
I would say it makes me, you know, work harder, you know, try to prove that we can beat them. You know, we can dominate their O-line and get after them. So we take it as a challenge because everybody's talking about it, and we're going to see how it turns out Sunday night.
What's the emotion like for you this week? I mean, do you go through a process?
I'm excited about Sunday night. It's been a long time, especially since we played the Cowboys, and the last time we played them was, you know, not a good feeling. So I'm ready to get back after it and get to the season.
How big is it to get off to a good start after the last couple of years?
It's going to be huge. You know, if we can get a win at Dallas, you know, in the division, that's huge for us. And, you know, just from the last 2 years, you know, getting off to a win from start, I think it'll affect, you know, the next few games we got coming along. But definitely a big game.
Did you say before that you saw JPP while he was here?
Yeah, I seen him.
And good spirits? Or?
He seemed pretty happy to me. You know, I know he was going through his, I guess, medical process or whatever that was he had going on here. But when I saw him, I just, you know, told him to keep his head up and, you know, whenever you get back, you know, his position's here, you know, he ain't going anywhere.
You saw him, now he's gone. Does it affect morale? Is it like, you know, a little spark to see him and then you realize he's not going to be on the field with you? Does that affect him?
Well, we've been working, you know, not saying it's a bad thing. We've been working without him and, you know, trying to get a good feeling of each other that we got here that's getting ready to play this week. But we always talk to him, keep him confident, you know, when he do get back here, you know, we're going to open up with open arms.